Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The Minocqua Town Board on Tuesday forged ahead with its own ordinance on licensing short-term rentals in single-family residential districts. Rather than wait for Oneida County to act, the vote was 3-1. The ordinance is in response to the state legislature, which took away the power of local municipalities to prohibit rentals of less than 30 days in all zoning districts. Local municipalities are allowed to prohibit rentals for less than 7 days, which Minocqua does so with this ordinance. It establishes licensing fees and steps a homeowner must follow in order to get a license. The ordinance does not affect rentals of 30 days or more. A couple of changes were made at the urging of Sue Morris, owner of Northwoods Property Management. She says while some people are excited about the change, Morris says there are costs involved.
Right now we're telling them a $250 ARF, you know, not knowing if it's going to stay at $250 or go up to $500. We tell them that they have to get a health inspection, which can be between $400 and $410. The water has to be tested. That's another $25. You have to get a room tax permit. That's the cheap part. That's the $2.
And there's more.
You cannot have any open food. No salt, no pepper, no sugar, no coffee, no flour, none of that. All of that, all your private stuff has to be put away. All your closets and your dressers have to be cleaned out and packed away. All your medicine cabinets, your linen closet, all that stuff has to be packed away and locked away so that nobody can get to it.
Town Board and County Board Supervisor Billy Freed voted against the ordinance, saying much of what's in there is already regulated by the county, but they're not expected to have their ordinance by June. Supervisor and resort owner Sue Heil abstained from voting. The new ordinance becomes effective this Friday after publication. A 3-day jury trial has been set for the chairman of the Mole Lake Secaucus Chippewa community, charged with felony false imprisonment and misdemeanor charges in Forest County. 52-year-old Chris Magishik appeared in Forest County Circuit Court Wednesday. According to online court documents, Magishik's defense lawyers said they had not received a plea deal from the state and asked to proceed to a trial date. Magishik was arrested after an incident at the tribal headquarters in July. The tribal council later released a statement that the charges against Magishik were baseless. Judge Leon Stenz ordered a final pretrial hearing April 4th, with a jury trial set to begin June 20th. And the Northland Pines School District Policy Committee this week discussed a student reward program proposed by Administrator Mike Ritchie for reporting suspicious activity or threats involving school security. Ritchie indicated some schools in the Fox Valley have what they call a Quick 50 security program, where a student who reports something suspicious either anonymously or through a tip line, and if accurate, after a staff checks it out, will receive $50 cash. The committee directed Ritchie to find out more details and to put the idea into writing to be discussed next month. State Senator Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst says the wetlands bill that passed both chambers of the legislature strikes an environmental balance and updates rules. In late February, the Senate passed the bill, which earlier had passed the Assembly. The bill allows easier permitting and mitigation requirements for non-federal and artificial wetlands. 80% of the state's wetlands are federally regulated and not affected by the bill. Tiffany says the change allows developers more flexibility.
One of the most important provisions, and actually I saw an example in Rhinelander, was in regards to artificial wetlands. And where we saw development stopped in Rhinelander, it was a very narrow sliver of artificial wetlands that was created up on North Stevens Street. The developer was not allowed to put a driveway with a culvert there as a result of that being deemed a wetland, even though it was artificial, in other words, man-made. So this legislation fixes that problem.
Opponents of the legislation said it opens a door to an overall loss of valuable wetlands, which could increase flood risk and wetlands' natural filtering of surface water. But Tiffany says that argument is overblown. Opponents also said the bill reduces DNR authority over the process. Governor Walker has not signed the bill, which passed the state Senate February 20th. The weather forecast for tonight: look for scattered flurries late, cloudy, a low around 11. Thursday, cloudy, high near 28. Thursday, cloudy, high around 12. And Friday, sunny with a high near 30 degrees. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.